When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin hodlers under siege at 42,000 as 30% of the Bitcoin supply flips from profit to loss. And as Mikhail Bendepop shares here, honestly, it would make a lot of sense. This cycle is longer than the previous one. The four-year cycles aren't happening anymore due to macroeconomic impacts. Therefore, this cycle will be higher and longer than everyone expects. Bitcoin is bull. And he also shares here, long-term hodler supply reaching high numbers on Bitcoin and didn't sell off in the past weeks. As a matter of fact, they accumulated a bit more. So should you. And as Samson Mao shares here, there was a time when Bitcoin miners had to constantly sell coins to cover costs. This is no longer the case, and miners are now shifting to buy coins in addition to mining them. Let that sink in. And this just in breaking news, Bitcoin network is stronger than ever as the hash rate hits a new all-time high and rising. Also in today's show, Mr. Wonderful plans to invest in Bitcoin mining company stocks. He was recently interviewed with Pompliano in this video entitled, Every Country Will Mine Bitcoin Soon. And quoting Mr. Kevin O'Leary here, Bitcoin is not a coin, it's a software. Ethereum is not a blockchain, it's software. It's all software, HBAR software. So what I say is I've seen this movie before. I was an investor in software engineers 22 years ago with the learning company when we made educational software. Also in today's show, what bear market? Current BTC price dip still matches previous Bitcoin cycles, says top analyst, as Tech Dev shares here. How do I see Bitcoin impulses and corrections over the cycle bull markets based on new address trends on chain? At least one more upward impulse to come, in my opinion, before an impulsive downtrend, aka bear market, begins. Also in today's show, Bitcoin bull Max Keiser updates $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction and shares his timeline, quoting him here from a new interview with Daniela Cambona Stansbury Research. As far as 2021 goes, I said we are going to get to $220,000 per coin, which is a typical four-year cycle. What we had in 2021 was that massive China collapse in mining and hash power. The mining and the hash power collapsed 50%. We have since recovered that now. We're about to hit new all-time highs in hash rate. That's why I'm pushing my $220,000 target from 2021 to 2022. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market as you can see Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. The Bitcoin hodlers face a crucial week in more ways than one as 42,000 rekindles a familiar battle. As noted by on-chain analytics firm Glassnode on Monday, 30% of the Bitcoin supply is now at a loss. Now, historically, this has been a key number to defend the bulls. Now, Bitcoin's descent from $69,000 all-time highs to current levels at one point over 40% is nothing unusual, but for long-term investors, there is a specific reason to hope that the current support holds. Looking back at the historical price performance, Glassnode reveals that once 30% of the supply goes underwater, price rebounds often occur. Quoting them here, as the bears apply pressure to the in-profit cohort of hodlers, Bitcoin bulls are defending a historically significant level of the percent of supply and profit metric, staff explained in the latest edition of its weekly newsletter, The Week on Chain, describing the bulls as under siege. Quoting them again here, this magnitude of top-heavy supply was defended in two instances in the last few years. Now, these were the post-COVID market crashes in March of 2020 and summer 2021, and in the aftermath of the China mining crackdown, the 30% in-loss level resulted in an upside impulse move for spot price in both instances, as pointed out here by Glassnode Analytics. And continuing, Glassnode acknowledged that the same result is nonetheless far from guaranteed this time around. Quoting them again here, the reaction from this level will likely provide insight into the medium-term direction of the Bitcoin market, the newsletter continued, further weakness may motivate these underwater sellers to finally capitulate, whereas a strong bullish impulse may offer much needed psychological relief and put more coins back into unrealized profit. Now, others were more optimistic, with fellow on-chain platform CryptoQuant expecting a bullish outcome. Quoting them here, the bull run in July had just begun when it had previously risen to these levels. The bulls are aggressively preparing for a new run, a blog post argued about the profit to loss ratio. Now let's discuss the hodler dominated market. As Cointelegraph reported on the continued steely resolve by both long-term hodlers and miners when it comes to preserving their assets, with short-term hodlers defined by Glassnode as coins moving in the past 155 days, staying low as a proportion of the overall supply. Hope remains that the worst of the capitulation following all-time highs has been and gone. Quoting them here, the supply held by this cohort sits at 3 million BTC, a relative historical low, and a level that signifies a transition into a hodler-dominated market. The newsletter continued, this has been in effect since the May 2021 deleveraging event. Low short-term hodler supply levels are typical of bearish trends as old coins remain dormant and younger coins are slowly accumulated by higher conviction buyers. So there you have it, and checking out the latest from crypto analyst Mikhail Bendepop. Honestly, it would make a lot of sense. This cycle is longer than the previous one. The four-year cycles aren't happening anymore due to macroeconomic impacts. Therefore, this cycle will be higher and longer than everyone expects. Bitcoin is bull. And he also shares here, long-term hodler supply reaching high numbers on Bitcoin and didn't sell off in the past weeks. As a matter of fact, they accumulated a bit more. So should you. And as Samson Mao shares here, there was a time when Bitcoin miners had to constantly sell coins to cover costs. This is no longer the case, and miners are now shifting to buy coins in addition to mining them. Let that sink in. And as pointed out here, Bitcoin hash rate hits a new all-time high and rising. Let's freaking go. And before I break down next story of the day, Mr. Wonderful plans to invest in Bitcoin mining company stocks, as well as what bear market? The current BTC price dip still matches the previous Bitcoin cycles, says top analyst Tech Dev. As well as Bitcoin bull Max Kaiser updates his $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction and shares his timeline. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As we can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting in the red, with Bitcoin down 2% for the day, trading just above $41,800. Ethereum down 3.3%, trading above $3,150. Solana down 3.5%, trading at $137. Polkadot down a whopping 6%, trading under $25, while Luna is down almost 8%, trading at $75. And Cardano, back in the red, down 2% for the day, trading just under $1.50. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Canadian businessman Kevin O'Leary, aka Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, laid out his plans to invest in mining company stocks in a new interview with Anthony Pompliano. Mr. Wonderful shared stories about his recent travels in the Middle East to find ways to invest into Bitcoin mining. And according to the Shark Tank mogul, investors in the Middle East are looking into sovereign mining operations. Now, O'Leary predicts that in the next 2 to 3 years, sovereign wealth funds may decide to invest in Bitcoin mining. However, the businessman notes that the funds will choose Bitcoin mining businesses that use sustainable energy due to environmental-related controversies. The eco-friendliness of mining operations is a crucial deciding factor for investors, according to the Canadian entrepreneur. Now, the businessman also expressed his interest in opening his own mining operations as well as his own exchange. However, he explained that there are things that he is considering before this happens. He stated that aside from government approvals, the people who live in the community where the mining operations will take place must approve of the business. And aside from these, the entrepreneur also explained that Bitcoin mining companies must track their Bitcoin earnings in company balance sheets. This enables investors to buy the mining company stock and own BTC through equity. And Mr. Wonderful also notes that he'll be investing into Bitcoin through this process. And back in December, O'Leary also shared his thoughts on crypto investing with the public. In this interview with Cointelegraph, he explained that investing in crypto is similar to investing in Google and Microsoft. He compares it to software. And to watch this entire interview with Kevin O'Leary entitled "These Are My Crypto Bets," check the show notes below the video in the description. Now, if you're investing, for example, in Google or Microsoft, what are you investing in? You're investing in software. Why wouldn't you invest into crypto? It's software too, he said. Meanwhile, the former BTC critic is also very excited about the potential of non-fungible tokens, better known as NFTs. O'Leary is betting that NFTs may potentially become bigger than Bitcoin. However, he does note that he will invest into both, and quoting him again here, here. Bitcoin is not a coin, it's software. Ethereum is not a blockchain, it's software. It's all software. HBAR, software. So what I say, I've seen this movie before. I was an investor in software engineers 22 years ago with the learning company when we made educational software. And he also shares, one day crypto and all these software platforms are going to be the 12th sector of the S&P. And I'm just taking the bet now that we're on our way there. And I'm taking and staking my bets now. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, what bear market? Current BTC price dip still matches the previous Bitcoin cycles, according to top analysts, tech dev, as well as Bitcoin bull Max Kaiser updates his $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction and shares his timeline. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting back under that $2 trillion milestone with $78 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the current Bitcoin dominance at 39.8%, with the Ether dominance at 19% even. And checking out the top gainers in the crypto market, we have Pump ETH leading the pack up 28,600%, followed by Chickenzilla up 13,400%, followed by Bitcoin Rectangular up 2,000%. Now, obviously, these are ish coins, but which altcoins are you currently most bullish on for 2022? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 24 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday, a 22, last week, a 21, and last month, a 29 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD bought that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin has at least one more upward impulse to come before reaching this halving cycle's all-time high. New research maintains, in a series of tweets about the current state of the Bitcoin price action, popular analyst Tech Dev argued that contrary to many opinions, there is nothing unusual about Bitcoin in 2022. That's right, with a drawdown of 40% from November's all-time highs of 69,000 still ongoing, sentiment has likewise taken a hit. Extreme fear still characterizes both Bitcoin and altcoin markets. And for Tech Dev, known for his optimistic takes on the Bitcoin outlook, there is nonetheless nothing to worry about. Analyzing new wallet addresses relative to price behavior, he showed that last year's scenario, new address numbers making lower highs while the price makes higher highs, is far from unique. And checking out his Twitter storm here, how do I see Bitcoin impulses and corrections over the cycle bull markets based on new address trends on chain? At least one more upward impulse to come, in my opinion, before an impulsive downtrend, aka bear market, begins. In 4 out of 6 corrections, we saw divergences where prices made higher highs and new addresses made lower highs. To me, all 6 are running corrections, also supported by declining volume. Only discrepancy is how I define the start of this cycle second impulse, using volume versus new addresses. New addresses took off at the blue line, but trading volume later, Black Swan made this period confusing, ultimately unimportant to our current position. Our current correction since February 2021 is taking place between the two same cycle. Log fibs as a running correction has always taken place with locally declining volume and new addresses. Now, interest has broadly fallen away from Bitcoin throughout the past year, specifically when it comes to retail investors. Now, seasoned traders remain prime. However, with leverage still near all-time highs and institutions tipped to begin re-entering the market. Meanwhile, in Q4, TechDev began highlighting trends in Bitcoin's relative strength index, better known as the RSI, which again showed that a higher all-time high should be due. Now, RSI remains significantly oversold for Bitcoin/USD. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView shows something which in times past has unanimously resulted in a reversal and upside price pressure. So there you have it. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin bull Max Kaiser updates his $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction and shares his timeline. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my new crypto merch store, now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net, as well as a blog I update daily, which could be found at CryptoNewsYes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms. You can find me on Spotify as well as Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, check out the YouTube channel at CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final overall story of the day. Bitcoin firebrand Max Keiser. Shout out to Max and Stacy of the Keiser Report and Orange Pill Pod. They say that Bitcoin will reach $220,000 at some point this year in 2022. In a new interview with Daniela Cambone of Stansberry Research, Keiser explains why his six-digit forecast for the flagship crypto did not happen in 2021. Quoting him here, as far as 2021 goes, I said we are going to get to $220,000 per coin, which is a typical four-year cycle. What we had in 2021 was that massive China collapse in mining and hash power. The mining and the hash power collapsed by 50%. We have since recovered that now, and we're about to hit new all-time high in hash rate. FYI, we recently did. That's why I'm pushing my $220,000 target from 2021 to 2022. Now, the Bitcoin bull says that the price of Bitcoin will skyrocket once the network's hash power hits new highs. Quoting him again here, there's price, there's hash rate, and there's difficulty adjustment. Those are the three things you have to keep in mind. I've always said that price lags hash rate, that hash rate precedes price. So we're going to see new all-time highs in the hash rate and followed by new all-time highs in the Bitcoin price. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Max Keiser as the Bitcoin price follows the hash rate. And according to Max, some of Bitcoin's recent price action may be tied to derivatives markets, but the weakening fiat currencies will ultimately prevail as a catalyst to push the Bitcoin price higher. He predicts that Bitcoin will eclipse the market cap of gold as it becomes a preferred store value asset. Quoting him again here, the recent price action is driven mostly by derivatives, the same kind of price discovery you see in the gold market that's kept gold now flat for 10 years and hasn't really budged at all. Some of the derivatives have an influence on the price discovery in Bitcoin. Ultimately, it doesn't matter because the demand for Bitcoin is virtually infinite because the fiat money is, as it always does, is going to go to zero. All fiat money goes to zero, and we'll see that with the US dollar as well. And if you listen to guys like Bill Miller or Paul Tudor Jones or any of the other major hedge funds out there, they're now openly saying that Bitcoin competes with gold. It's going to get a market share of gold. Gold's market share is about 8, 9, 10 trillion. Bitcoin is going to eclipse that market cap at some point. All the fundamentals are very strong, so I'm just bumping my $220,000 targets from 2021 to 2022. To watch the entire interview with Max Keiser and Daniela Cambone of Stansberry Research entitled Max Keiser Says His $220,000 Bitcoin Call is Coming and Plans to Exit Gold and Silver Completely, check the show notes below the video in the description. And one of my favorite Max Keiser quotes from this interview, technical analysts are 100% correct when looking backwards. They're 100% correct in predicting the past. I don't know of a single technical analyst billionaire in the world. Technical analysis is essentially astrology for men. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Max Keiser. This tweet got a lot of controversy here on crypto Twitter. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin hodlers under siege at 42,000 as 30% of the Bitcoin supply flips from profit to loss. Also in today's show, we discussed Mr. Wonderful planning to invest in Bitcoin mining company stocks and owning his own crypto exchange. Also in today's show, we discuss what bear market. Current BTC price dip still matches the previous Bitcoin cycles according to top crypto analysts, Tech Dev. Also in today's show, we discussed Bitcoin bull Max Keiser updating his $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction and sharing his timeline. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for our top three comments from yesterday's episode, Felipe Corus wrote, JV as usual, keeping the community aware of the most important crypto news, your podcast and everyday habit for me for more than 1 year now. Much love from Portugal. Peace. Much love and respect, Felipe. I greatly appreciate your dedicated support from Portugal, my friend. Thank you. Peace, love, and hodl. Our next feature comment comes from Bruno Raber, who wrote, great show as usual, JV. Raul Powell's on the mark. ETH will continue to generate movement and thus push BTC as one plays off the other. Send it. Keep up the great work, JV, and Crypto News Alerts, the only place for accurate, quality crypto news. Pura Vida, Bruno, greatly appreciate your support, fam, from beautiful Costa Rica. Bitcoin to the moon in 2022. Let's freaking go. And our third and final feature comment comes from our very own Inner Dino, short and sweet. Thanks, JV. Love the show. It can't be beat for no nonsense news. Cheers, Inner Dino. Much respect, fam. Let's get it. Hodl. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.